So not only does he need our support, he needs our financial support, and anything that we can do to help him, I think will make this a better country. So, Ro?
You don't need that.
My whole point is to be a grassroots candidate. So thank you so much, Larry, for having this. It really means a lot that you've gotten involved in this campaign, and I'm really grateful for all your support. And Jeff, it's really means a lot. I did research for Larry Lessig as a law student, and would never have imagined that he would be introducing me in running for Congress, and I work for you, and really am grateful that you're here. I want to share why this election is so important to me, why I'm running for Congress, and then open it up to a discussion about how we can change politics in this country. After September 11th, we had the sympathy of the entire world. People were laying flowers outside American embassies. And two short years later, people are protesting and marching outside American embassies. And the reason for that is the choices that we've made as a country. President Bush, after September 11th, had a golden opportunity to articulate a vision for America that was going to gain us international allies, international respect, to capitalize on the sympathy that people felt for our pain, and to say that America was going to act in a way that was multilateral, that was going to bring in other nations to deal with the problems of terrorism, that was going to deal with the root causes of terrorism, human suffering around the world, poverty, that was going to deal with promoting democracy. But instead of that path, he chose a path of us versus them. He chose a path of unilateralism and confrontation. And as a result, I think our country has suffered. The Pew Charitable Studies did a poll that shows that public sentiment in the Middle East, and anti-American sentiment in the past 2 years has increased from 60% to 85 to 90%. We're losing the war on terrorism because of these policies. And I think as a Democratic Party, we need to have a vision for an alternate, provide an alternative vision for national security. We need to say that we aren't afraid of talking about what the real threats to this country are. And it's not that there's going to be a weapon of mass destruction launched across the border that's going to hit San Mateo County. That's not the real threat to our country. The threat is that there could be an anthrax letter that comes to San Francisco International Airport, or that someone may drive a bomb across the border. And we need to say that the way to deal with those problems is to invest, instead of spending billions of dollars on a war in Iraq, we should be investing in port security, investing in our firefighters, investing in local police, having policies that are going to lessen anti-American sentiment, providing foreign aid to countries where there's large suffering, and so that America is perceived as caring about the rest of the world, building coalitions. And I think that the Democratic Party, if we want to become a governing party in this country, if we want to be a party that's going to recapture the youth, recapture the imagination, we need to have the courage to offer an alternative vision for our view of what's going to make this country safe and prosperous in the 21st century. And that's what Tom Lantos hasn't done. Tom Lantos has supported President Bush and Tom DeLay in their vision for national security. He has said that it was his honor, privilege to manage the Iraq resolution on behalf of the president. He called Tom DeLay a good friend and bragged about the votes that Tom DeLay delivered for the president and said that he regretted that he couldn't deliver as many Democratic votes. He's been the biggest ally of this president and the neoconservatives in constructing the doctrine of preventive war. And my view is that if from the Bay Area, from one of the most progressive places in the country, if we can't have a voice in our elected body that's going to say no to the president's foreign policy, that's going to say we have a different vision, then from where? 82% of us disagree with this president. 82%. 82% of us disagree with our congressman. If democracy works, this election should be a landslide. If we can't beat an incumbent congressman who's voting for a vision of America we disagree with, then what does that say about democracy? And that's why I knew I had a chance when I got into this election, because I still have faith in democracy. I want to talk also about the Patriot Act, which is an issue very close to me. Jeff mentioned that I had done some work at the law firm, and this past summer I got a call from Umar Farouk, a law school classmate of mine. And Umar's brother is Muslim-American and isn't a citizen, but had been in this country for 10 years. He went to MIT and got a, you know, engineering degree and was on a visa to this country, a permanent visa. And he was detained by the federal government. He was put in solitary confinement for 2 days. He was denied access to a lawyer. And he was told that he should go back to where he belongs. And now he was eventually let out because Umar Farouk happened to be a law school graduate and had enough knowledge about the law that he could make the right phone calls to get his brother out. But Umar is no longer patriotic about this country, and he was one of the most patriotic people I knew in law school. And I want to know why we're destroying the American ideal for people like Umar Farouk. I want to know why we're repeating the same mistakes that we made with the Japanese internment camps and McCarthyism. America of the 21st century is so much better than that. We're so much better than the Patriot Act. We're so much better than John Ashcroft's policies. And when I found out that Tom Lantos has supported these policies of the Patriot Act and of the Ashcroft policies of hauling up Arab Americans because that's what they think is in the national security interest, I said someone needs to challenge him. And this campaign is going to send a very clear message. The ethnic and racial profiling of Americans is absolutely unacceptable. The detentions are unacceptable. And we as a country are much more principled than having to resort to those tactics. The biggest challenge, the polls, we've closed the gap. I started out at 0%, and my message has been resonating around the district. I'm about 10, you know, between polls, between 6 to 10 points down, 32% to 26% the latest poll, the rest are undecided. Every one mailer I send, Tom Lantos has been sending 3 mailers. He's outspending me about 3-1 in the district. The only reason he's going to win if he wins this election is because of money and name recognition. The reason I'm going to win is because we have 150 volunteers. We've got young people who, for the first time, care about the direction their country is going in. And we have citizens who, for the first time, are active in politics. This election, the amount of sacrifice that people have made for me to be where I am. I've had my friend Marco Simons quit his job in Los Angeles to come out here for 3 months to work on this campaign. I've had people from around the country come leaving their jobs because they believe in what we're doing. We've had citizens in this community who've never been active before because they believe America needs a different direction. We're going to win this campaign based on grassroots support, based on word of mouth. I really need your help. I need your passion. I need you to help talk to friends about what we're trying to do, to get active. If you believe and agree with what we're fighting for, then let's do this. Let's send a signal to the Democratic Party and to the country that democracy can work, that people still have a voice, that representative government means something, and that a congressman should represent the people he's elected to serve. Thank you.